One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, my name is Felipe Sanchez out of Dallas, Texas. I want to share my story. I've been telling my friends my story, and they freak out about it. It was on a summer night. Me and my son, we were coming back from the store, and my kids were playing outside, and I opened up the door, and all the lights in the house are off. So I converted my garage into a room. So I walked through the living room, went straight to my room, which is a converted garage, and I turned on the lights. So that's the only lights that was on there in the house, is my room. And I put the stuff on my bed. My son put his stuff on the bed too. And when we both started to walk out that same that door going into my living room, you could see in my kitchen, there's a hallway going to the back of the room. So I got three bedroom house. So when me and my son both were walking towards the door, and as we both walked to the door, and it, like I said, it's completely dark in there, we see a silhouette ghost-like figure come out of the kitchen through there and go up the hallway towards the rooms. And I saw it, but I didn't want to scare my son. And we both stopped when I saw it. And I looked at my son, and my son looks at me, and he tells me, "Did you see that?" And I asked him, "You saw it too?" He's like, yeah. So I kind of didn't want to scare him. So I'm like, oh, it's probably one of the kids that came in the house and went to the back of the room, to the rooms. So I go towards back outside where the kids were playing. And I asked the kids, is anybody in the house? And they're like, no, Dad, nobody's in there. I'm like, well, somebody's in there because me and my son just saw something walk towards the back of the room, towards the rooms. So I go back in the house and turn on the lights in the living room. And then I start walking towards the hallway, towards the kitchen, and turn on that light, the kitchen light. There's nothing there. I walk towards down the hallway, turn on the hallway lights. There's nothing there. I go to all three rooms and turn on all the lights, and nobody was there. And just kind of like freaked me out. The hair back of my neck stood up, and my son was like looking at me, and I could tell him that you're just seeing things because we both saw it at the same time, you know? And so next day, I went to my brother-in-law's house, which he lived two houses down, and I explained to him, took my son with me, and I explained to him, I said, hey, this is what happened to us. And I told him the story, and he told me, well, you do know that the owner of the house died in that house before you bought it. And I'm like, no, I did not know that. And so he told me to describe her, describe that person. You could tell it was a short, maybe like 5'6", little petite looking shadow, about 100 to 110 pounds. And, I mean, the silhouette, you can see the silhouette just come out of the kitchen, into the hallway, go back towards the rooms and stuff. And he said, you just described that lady that died in that house. And I'm like, no. Like, yep. I said, people used to live there, they rented the house, and they used to hear stuff too. And then one time I was in one of the rooms in the back, one of the rooms in my bedroom, and I had my kids there. They were sleeping on my bed, and they were little. One was 10. Yeah, my son is 10, and my daughter was like 7. And I was asleep, and my feet were hanging off the bed. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm a heavy sleeper. And all of a sudden, I feel like a finger touch the bottom of my foot, like somebody scraped their finger on my foot, the bottom of my foot. And it just woke me up like that. And I got up and I turned around, and everything was dark. We had a little night light, you know, down at the bottom. And but the freaky part was that nobody was around, and I felt somebody put their finger on my foot and just go down, like tickle me. And that was something. It really freaked me out, but I was one of those ones that didn't believe in ghosts, you know, until I see it, I believe it and stuff. And a lot of people say that they saw something in the corner of their eye, you know, but I'm like saying, well, you know, your eyes play tricks on you and stuff a lot. But after me and my son experienced that, and I felt that little finger touch the bottom of my foot that woke me up. And I'm a true believer now, but I just wanted to call in and tell you my story. What you call it? I just got on this.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.